The Meshech Chachma on this week's Parsha, Parshas Emor, describes and discusses the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, because Sfiras HaOmer is not only something that we're doing right now between Pesach and Shavuos, but it also is a mitzvah that is discussed and described in detail. Actually, the mitzvah itself comes up in Parshas Emor, this week's Parsha. When we're learning the Parsha of the Shabbos, we'll review and we'll see that Sfiras HaOmer is the mitzvah that we're accomplishing and also reading about, which is an awesome opportunity. The Meshech Chachma points out, based on the Zohar, that the Sfiras HaOmer is really a hachana, is a counting towards Matan Torah, which we have said multiple times. But the Zohar describes it in an interesting way. He says that the counting towards Sfiras HaOmer is like someone who is impure, who is counting towards their moment of purity. That could refer to someone who is impure from touching a dead body and then becoming tahor. There's a purifying process of 7 days. They have to wait a certain amount of time in order to be able to get tahara, to become purified. And therefore, they count those days as a moment of purification. The same thing applies, as we spoke about earlier, in the parashios of Tazria Metzora. The parashios describe a Metzora who's kicked out of the camp, and he either has to be waiting initially before getting kicked out of camp for 7 days of quarantine, and then another 7 days of quarantine, or is kicked out of the camp, and then ultimately has to wait the time again to become purified. That experience is a moment of counting. And what the Zohar specifically describes it as is the reunification of husband and wife after a wife counts the 7 days, 7 days of Zeman Zayin Nikiyim of the Mezava to be able to go back Labala to her husband. Each of these examples are examples of times where someone is Tameh. They are not yet at the period of time that they'd like to be at, and they are anticipating and counting towards a moment in which they are no longer in that period of time, but actually in the other one. And it reflects beautifully on two important messages that come up with this Sfiras HaOmer time period, going towards Matan Torah, going towards counting towards Matan Torah. On one level, when someone is Tameh, there is a longing and a lacking in their lives. They lack the ability to touch certain items. They can't eat certain things. Right? Someone who's Tameh can't eat Shruma. They can't sit on certain things. They can't enter into the mikdash. A mitzvah has to sit outside the camp. A husband and wife can't be together. In each of those examples, the tumah and the counting experience actually reflects a longing of a person who is not yet in a place they want to be. And so too, Klal Yisrael, leaving Mitzrayim, having the freedom from Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, also are not yet at the place they'd like to be. They are longing and lacking. There's a hole and a void that is waiting to be filled, which is the Torah, the opportunity to get them out in Torah. And so when we get them out in Torah this year, as we do every single year, we should remind ourselves that our lives would be tremendously lacking if we didn't have the Torah to fill our day-to-day experiences. And therefore, we look at the same time period and count the same way that a person who's Tamei looking to go back to their quote-unquote normal lives, we too, quote-unquote, looking to go back to a life in which we're engaged with Torah as well. And the second component of this counting that it accomplishes for someone who is in their tumah experience, counting to become tahor, is that they are looking not only forward to that experience, but actually using the time period itself as an important incubator and opportunity for accomplishment. We're not waiting and counting only to the end, but we're using each of those days as remarkably important days towards that process. A mitzvah, for example, when in quarantine, many of the Farshim point out the Kohen is not only supposed to remind them that whether something is tzaras or it's not tzaras, whether it's a blemish or it's not, but they're also supposed to remind them they should do tshuva, because the whole purpose of the time period is really to be able to work on oneself and to grow and to right. Not only does the absence make the heart go fonder, but the absence of being part of the community in the tzaras case is intended to remind us how we should be acting in an ideal way. The absence of a couple being together has the opportunity to remind them how they can live a more ideal life together. And the same thing with Torah. The absence is not only reminding us that there's a lacking and a longing, but it also is reminding us during this time period of counting, to use the time wisely. We're not just waiting to get to the other end of this time period. We're not stuck in a situation in which case, at the end of 49 days, we're finally out of it. No, we count upward. We count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, ultimately out, getting up to 50, because the day after 50 is now 51. It's not that we're counting down from 50 down to 0, where it's over. We're counting upward. We want day 51 and 52, 53, because the whole idea here is that we're using each day to grow and to make the most of, as we're anticipating the Matan Torah, the Kabbalah Torah, receiving the Torah at Shavuos. And so while we're counting and while we do our mitzvah of Siras HaOmer throughout this time period, as the Meshech Chachma, quoting the Zohar, points out, that when we, especially as we're reading it this week's parasha, we should keep in mind these two factors. On one level, we are anticipating and longing because we're lacking right now. We're waiting just to get to the other side of this, where we have the Torah and we can live a life the same way someone who is tummy is looking back to go back to their lives of tara, their ability to eat the truma and the other foods that they weren't able to eat, to sit in certain places, to go back to the mikdash, to go back to their spouse, to be able to go back into the community, etc., etc., etc. We are longing to be able to go back into a relationship with Ribono Shel Olam through His Torah, to have that Torah in our lives in a deep and meaningful way. And at the same time, we are recognizing that as we count every single day and every single week in this time period, we are not just putting it aside as a time to just waste and a time to put on the, to put away, but rather we're saying, hey, this is important and this is a critical amount of time. We're using this time wisely. We're here, as I used to say to my high school students, if you're going to be sitting here anyway, you may as well make the most of it. Otherwise, you're going to be sitting here anyway. So you may as well, again, make the most of what it is that you're part of. The same thing with Siras HaOmer. We have the 49 days. We wish we could get to the other end right away, but sometimes we recognize we need to use that time in between to really work on ourselves, to make sure we are prepared and have achanos to be ready to receive the Torah, and to make sure to use this time period at the, to the most of its capacity. We count the days, we count the weeks to recognize our longing, and we count the days and we count the weeks to remind us that this time does not have to be a wasteful waiting period, but rather it can be a time period of action, of critical use, and of devotion, both to Torah, to Yiras Shamayim, to the Ribono Shel Olam, and to making the most of ourselves and our time in this world. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and Emirat Hashem, yet again, another opportunity to make the most of it. Have a good night.